Good morning.
On Friday, Defense Secretary Hegseth ordered the deployment of the Navy's most advanced aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford, to Latin America. Yeah. President Trump was asked if he planned to ask Congress for a declaration of war. Take a listen.
I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay? We're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead.
You don't need an aircraft carrier to hit drug boats. Are land strikes planned?
Yeah, I think that's a real possibility. I think President Trump's made a decision that Maduro, the leader of Venezuela, is an indicted drug trafficker, that it's time for him to go, that Venezuela and Colombia have been safe havens for narco terrorists for too long. And President Trump told me yesterday that he plans to brief members of Congress when he gets back from Asia about future potential military operations against Venezuela and Colombia. So there will be a congressional briefing about a potential expanding from the sea to the land. I support that idea, but I think he has all the authority he needs. Senator Gallego on another network accused President Trump and our military of committing murder by attacking these drug boats. To our men and women in uniform, you're not murdering anybody. You're making America safer by going after a narco terrorist. You're following lawful orders. When President Bush 41 took Ortega out in Panama, Reagan went into Grenada to deal with the Cuban influence from Grenada in our backyard. He has all the authority in the world. This is not murder. This is protecting America from being poisoned by narco terrorists coming from Venezuela and Colombia.